Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai. Best in new inventory, all with great warranties. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. And a fabulous service department that takes care of everything. We always feel like taking care of everything's important. And they're so busy, they're even getting more business than ever. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. DeMar Hamlin is slowly but surely getting better. Which is the good news to start. Let's use a sports analogy here and relate it to medical. Sports analogy, of course, that we use all the time and we talk about often is the ability to take it one step at a time, one game at a time. That's very much with DeMar Hamlin. Every day you take it one step at a time. So is he improving? Yes. Now the ability, they're hoping to get him to breathe on his own. That's going to be important, critical. Somebody asked at the press conference today whether, could he ever get back to playing? You can't think about that yet. That's not something you can consider at this moment. In other words, how's tomorrow going to be? And can you take care of it tomorrow? And how are you tomorrow? And that's what that's all about. I think that's, to me, that's the way to look at it. It's me. So there's the story there. For Torba, Molbez put his name into the transfer portal. That's not a surprise. There's certainly depth there. You know, I know Penn State's still looking for another defensive tackle. But that's what, and that's the story with that. Stories like this are going to trickle out. Which is, not a surprise at this particular stage. It's just, it's the way, it's the way the current model is. And everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. Matt, how are you today?
I am good. It's good to hear you back from home.
Yes. Yeah, it is great to be home. Believe me, it's been a week since I've been in the. In fact, I have not been in the Sunbury Motor Studio in 8 days, as a matter of fact. And yeah, it is really great to be back in here. No question about it. So, yeah. Your team, of course, getting ready for the big game.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
It'll be happening at the same time as you and DJ are at the Palestra.
Yeah, that I was kind of taken aback by that a little bit. I was like, you got to be kidding me, really? Same time? Come on, man. Yeah, but, you know, if your team had just done its job, I mean, that's the problem.
Well, exactly. I'm with you there on that one.
I mean, come on. I mean, geez. You know, you've had a chance to clinch now, what, for like 2 months? Can't do it. So
it seems like that.
Been the best team in the league. I mean, but this is evidence of what I was it Mike from Nori?
Yes, about the injuries and I said
the problem with the 17 game season, and I mean it feels long, doesn't it?
I mean, yes. These last 2 years these first 2 years that we've done the 17 games, this point right now feels like, okay, I'm ready for the playoffs.
Yeah. And what I was trying to tell Mike was about the attrition rate. And the problem is you have an attrition rate when it comes to a 17-game season. That's why I didn't – when they talked about 18 games, I don't know, how many years ago was it, 10 years ago? Something like that. I was like, this is great. 18 games, more NFL football. I love it. Then I started hearing some of the players talk about, oh, man, the physical toll of playing 18 games. Right? I'm like, yeah, okay, I can understand that. But then I started watching, like, games in December, and all just something as simple as look at all the backup quarterbacks that are playing in December. It doesn't seem like there's as many this time through, but look at all the backup, over the years, the backup quarterbacks that are playing in the month of December. I'm like, you know what? This is really, I mean, there really is an attrition rate. And one of the goals that you have, and I talked about this yesterday with Penn State, I said, when you start training camp, do you end training camp with essentially the same team you started with? Right? So I made that analogy yesterday. And back in August, that's exactly what I said. The entire training camp was the key was to get through the training camp with the same team you started with. And essentially, Penn State did. Then can you get to September with the same team? Can you get through October with the same team? Can you get through November with the same team? And, of course, for most teams, the answer is no, you can't. So look at Ohio State in the national semifinals. They don't have Travion Henderson. They don't have Jackson Smith and Jigba. Attrition rate. You know, we all know with Penn State, no Olu Fashanu. Okay? No Landon Tangwall. You know, this is all part of the attrition rate. And it's the same thing in the NFL. The Eagles, for the most part, got through, I'd say, September, October, and November with just about the same team, except for Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, right?
Correct, yeah.
Right. For the most part, they got through with the same team.
And now you have injuries piling up at the wrong time.
Right. And so now you know you don't have Hurts, and this the more he doesn't play, believe it or not, the more it tells me that he should be voted the MVP of the league.
Yes.
Actually, his lack of presence has shown how incredibly valuable he is.
And we can get rid of the ridiculous notion that it wasn't Hurts, it's the system, not Hurts. No, it was Hurts. We can get rid of that ridiculous notion that was out there.
Well, that's a common talk show debate that just, like, you know how I don't buy into this stuff.
Yes.
I just think it's most of it's just for you. Oh, good. I get to talk for 4 hours. Oh, God. Do I have to listen to all of it? And then, of course, Lane Johnson. I remember last year when Lane Johnson got hurt, what did it mean to the offensive line? Yikes.
Yeah, the Eagles are 9-21, I think, without him.
Yeah. And that's the best right tackle in the NFL right there. Let's see. They still don't have Chauncey.
Well, his practice window opened today, so that's a good sign. And Hurts was doing some more drills today, so that's a good sign. You already gone and got her back. The big one is Lane Johnson going forward. That one is that one's the big one to keep an eye on. They'll get everybody else back, it seems, and Avante Maddox is the other one. But
what's really strange is nobody knows what the Giants are going to do.
Yeah, I don't expect to know until game time, honestly.
I mean, that's you sit back and say, really? Does Daniel Jones play? Does Barkley play?
I think that's. I would not play Barkley. His injury history, that's one guy. I think that's a given. You should not play. Everybody else, I think, is up in the air if you're the Giants.
Well, these are all decisions we thought the Eagles were going to have to make.
I know, it's crazy.
Now the Eagles have to play their guys.
Yep.
Because they need the first round bye. Chris Beard got fired today as the head basketball coach at Texas. He was fired for cause following the arrest on felony charge of assaulting his fiance. It was a third-degree felony for allegedly strangling, biting, and assaulting his fiance in their home. So they parted ways with Chris Beard. They suspended him indefinitely without pay on December 12th. He has not been allowed to be around the team since that date. Randy True, who was Beard's fiance, told police the night of the incident that Beard choked her, threw me off the bed, bit me, bruises all over my leg, throwing me around, and going nuts as part of her statement. 11 days later, she recanted the original statement. Through a lawyer, True claimed to be the initiator of the struggle. She said Beard did not strangle her that night when she called 911, and that she did not tell police otherwise, despite what is contained in the arrest report. True did not refute that Beard acted in self-defense that evening. But Texas has decided to let him go. And right now, Texas has won 5 of the 6 games under interim coach Rodney Terry. And they will play Oklahoma State on Saturday. But he's out. Next is this story. In talking about the college football playoff, has this show ever referenced the possibility of going to 16?
Yes, I think on maybe more than one occasion.
Yeah. So Dennis Dodd writes today, and I mentioned it to Dennis Dodd, by the way. When a college football playoff working group submitted options for an expanded playoff field 20 months ago, the main purpose was that the college football playoff was that far down the road, considering expansion. All right. The contract for a 4-team bracket had 5 years left to run. That was locked in. Second biggest shock, the working group had considered as many as 16 teams. Now, 2 years from the debut of the 12-team playoff, and in the wake of, really, what? Let's face it, I thought those college football semifinal games, that's the best in tandem.
They're phenomenal. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, now, there are those who have seen enough. Is 12 good? If 12 is good, 16 is a whole heck of a lot better. Sonny Dykes. I would have thought a 16-team playoff is superior. I've thought that way for a long time. Now, my only reservation about this is while I love the idea of it, especially more inventory, more money, the whole thing. Let's go back to what the original point was when we started here, which was attrition. It's more games, and I'm talking like, you know, games where you're just like, it is an all-out deal. Craig Thompson, the outgoing Mountain West commissioner, who was a member of that four-person working group, said, I think 16 is the most natural. I'm not advocating for it, but I can't imagine a scenario that's at least not discussed before 2026. And Thompson is not alone. John Steinbrecher from the Mid-American, I think 16 is the number. 4 was better than 2, 12 is better than 4, 16 is the number of my mind. Greg Sankey, SEC commissioner. My view is we needed to bring people into the national championship. He didn't speak on the 16-team bracket. He says, I don't think it's healthy for college football and college football globally that a West Coast team has not been in the playoffs since 2016. It's a national game. If you projected out the field this year to 16, not only would Tulane make it, but Oregon, Oregon State, Florida State, and Washington would have made it.
For me, 12's the way to go. I'm not totally opposed to 16, like absolutely not, but I still think it's too much. Yeah. I think 12 is the right number in my book.
Well, I advocated for 12, what, 2 years ago in the show before this even came out? I mean, we talked about it 6 months before it came out.
And I was 100% with you.
So right now, football's postseason operates outside the NCAA. Right now, you have 3% of the teams get in. The expanded playoff goes to 9.2%. And if you go to 16, that's 12.2%. The NCAA tournament has 19%. And, of course, there's talk now of going to 90 teams, which would be 25%.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. 90? I think 68 is even too much. Has the NCAA not realized that since they went to 68, nobody cares about the first four?
Well,
I mean,
you know what?
There's people that are still watching because they're getting ready, but ultimately the Goldman fan waits till the weekend of the first round. So why are we going to add all these teams again to get naked 90 and make it absurd?
Well, I mean, let's give credit to the first four, to VCU. VCU was in the first four and made it to the final four.
I get it.
I mean, it's not as if it's never happened.
It's never happened. Is the interest going to be there? I don't think it will be.
It's just two games on a Tuesday, two games on a Wednesday. It's not. I don't really think too much about it. And some of those games have been pretty good. You sit back and go, wow. Competitive. Now, the games, like in the 16-seed games, I mean, I think it's nice that they can say they won an NCAA tournament game. 90. And this is not just a proposal, by the way, for men's basketball. The proposal is to go to 25% of schools in every sport. So you'd have 90 in women's basketball. I don't know what the number would be in field hockey, but that's what it would mean.
Right.
Yikes.
I think for all sports, it's ridiculous. Not just basketball.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw it and went, I don't know. 90's kind of it's a big number. Now, would it be, I think, potentially really good for Penn State? Yeah. But I don't know.
It might even be good for a team like Bucknell, I would think.
I don't know. It's going to depend on how many of the smaller schools they want to take.
Right.
I don't know. I would think there would be more of a push to do it. But I don't know. I mean, look at the NFL, and I'm not saying this to be okay. Let's just go back to last year. At some point, I'm sure a 7 will win the Super Bowl because a 6 has won it a few times, right? But last year, the Eagles were a 7,
yeah,
and they were in a non-competitive game with Tampa. I mean, it just wasn't competitive. Now we'll see as time goes, does the 7 become competitive? But the 7 wasn't competitive in either the AFC or the NFC last year. In their expanded playoff, and I'm wondering how much interest there was in that. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. More in a moment. Great to have you with us today. News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, the best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory. The Sunbury Motors guarantee and a fabulous service department that backs it all up with great technicians. They're looking for more technicians. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Okay. The Bengals and Bills game is now officially canceled. They are not going to figure out a way to make up for it. And they're now evidently mulling over the idea of an eighth seed.
This is also completely absurd.
Well, your team has to win another game. I mean, they've been in this position. How long has your team been in this position? Since September 30th? Can't get it done?
Feels like it, yeah. But even, I'm speaking to whoever even wins the one seed in the AFC. You're punishing the teams for a tragedy, or a near tragedy, I should say, that happened. And I don't even think, I would even say that they probably thought of, if we had an 18, we'll even get more money out of this, which is just despicable to even think about.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not quite sure what the rationale is. Is it to blunt the fact that the Bills and the Chiefs were so close for the one seed? I don't know.
I just wish the NFL would just keep it simple, like they had first talked about earlier in the week. Is you cancel this game, you base the AFC standings based on winning percentage, leave the NFC alone, and you move on. That's all you have to do. You've handled this for the most part, okay, with a little bit of egregiousness here and there. You would really screw this up if you make a decision like that to bring in an eighth playoff team. I mean, it's just utterly ridiculous.
Now, they haven't said they're going to do it, okay? They have not said it, so don't, let's just wait and see if it stays at seven in each conference or if they go to an eighth. Because they haven't said it yet. So, like, if you lose and the Cowboys win, I mean, how are you going to be?
I will definitely be angry, no doubt about that.
How many TVs do you go through in a year?
Surprisingly, still just one.
Just asking for a friend.
Like I've said before, I've only thrown a bottle at the TV one time when I was in fifth grade during the 03 NFC Championship game against Carolina.
When Adam Talaferro went down at Ohio State in September 2000. I can tell you in no uncertain terms that the hero was Dr. Wayne Sebastianelli. Absolute hero. He knew right away how serious it was. He knew right away what to do. And because of what Wayne did, Adam walks today. Those first few minutes when Wayne was out there, Wayne understood what to do. Just like I can tell you, there's a new basketball player who suffered a problem at Penn State, Marlon Smith, and Jonathan Salazar knew exactly what to do. Salazar's a trainer. So now let's get to this hero, Bill's assistant athletic trainer, Denny Kellington. He's the one that administered timely CPR that essentially saved Hamlin's life. Um, and each team rehearses the emergency action plan. Kellington is one of those who's involved in the NFL's emergency action plan. It's rarely used, obviously, in an NFL game. But medical personnel on Monday night, led by Kellington, did exactly what needed to be done to save him. So all hail to him. And I've never met him, don't know him. Had not heard of him until now. But if I were to guess, and it's only a guess, that he would I would guess he's very humble. Just a guess. I have no. I'm only complete guess because Wayne is as humble gets. And but you know, you're in a crisis situation. You need to be calm, cool, collected, and need to carry out what is needed that gives the best outcome possible. Wayne did it that day in Columbus. And Kellington did this on Monday night. Can't say enough about those people. Had a plan, calm, cool, collected, did what was needed to be done, and there you go. Okay, so Justin sent me a message about Andrew Funk. And so my wife has started to call Andrew's struggles in the opening 20 minutes of games first half Funk, knowing that he will turn it around and backdoor his way to double digits in the second half. I told her that it was catchy and that I'd send it to me and to Dick for the remaining games. So, Justin, thank you. It does not help when you are being grabbed and held the entire night. I did not mention this on the broadcast last night, only because I just wanted to stay away from it. Just like when the punter for Utah was decided to go down in the turf, I think on his own, I stayed away from it, didn't mention it on the broadcast, like, we don't need to talk about this. Balls at the 5-yard line, let's just go, right? Yeah. Same thing last night, didn't really talk about it too much, but I know Micah was furious about it. And it was not exactly an officiating clinic last night in Ann Arbor. I wonder, when's the last time anybody ever said that? It was not exactly an officiating clinic in Ann Arbor. I wonder if anybody's ever said that before. Think, everybody, just for a moment.
Oh, my almighty!
But, you know, Michigan hit shots. The key was Michigan hit a lot of shots in the game. Penn State in the first half didn't build enough walls. Yeah, Andrew didn't hit any shots in the first half, and he scored all his points in the second half. Yeah, I know that. But against Iowa, he was 4 for 4 in threes in the first half. Right? You wanted me to tell you hi, by the way.
Ah, thank you. Hi right back at him. We miss him in Soika.
No, I like where he is now. All right. So
I'm having fun watching where he is now, too, believe me.
He is he's a fun guy to watch practice. And I mean mostly on the defensive end. He is not just a good communicator. He is a great communicator on the defensive end. And it makes a big difference. He's so smart with how he plays. And he thinks the game in a lot of ways the way a coach thinks the game. And there's a lot of, I mean, you know, a lot of people see the fact that, you know, he can hit 3-point shots. I understand that because, you know, let's face it, that is his MO. But you see other facets of it, and I probably have a better perspective on it because I watch him practice this. He really is outstanding with his communication, where to go, his anticipation. He's great with scouting reports. Miles Dredd's great with scouting reports, too. Miles Dredd literally has memorized every scouting report since he's been at Penn State. He hasn't memorized. And in a lot of ways, Andrew seems like he's the same in that regard. Can't put a price on that. You really can't. You know, guys caring that much. A lot of, you know, like, you know, you have to have the ability to retain it. Now, I mean, I understand that. But, you know, to have the passion to do that, it's pretty impressive. Penn State's got Purdue coming up on Sunday at 6 at the Palestra. Purdue will play tonight against Ohio State. So they've had an interesting week because they lost to Rutgers on Monday. Now they've got Ohio State tonight, Penn State on Sunday. So they've got a lot of games in a short period of time. And I would say the top two players in the Big Ten at the moment are head-to-head on Sunday in Zach Edey at Purdue and Jalen Pickett of Penn State. Andrell Anthony, wide receiver, Michigan, has put his name into the transfer portal. So to quote Dick Girardi, Andrell Anthony, gone. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Yankees now have more general managers than they do outfielders.
Yeah, I don't know where this is all coming from.
They've hired former Mets GM Omar Minaya as an advisor to baseball operations, which is really good because, I mean, if they'd hired him to be the advisor to football operations, that'd be bad. I was talking about, you know, when you talk about officials on the field or a court, the only time I mentioned the official last night, the only time, was Miles Dredd. It was a foul, whatever, and so he kind of bumped. He and one of the Michigan guys bumped. And then Miles is walking to the bench, and the official, who will remain unnamed, starts walking fast toward him and then starts talking to him and lecturing him. It's like, the play's over. He's going to the bench. We just leave it alone. Hey, how many times do you hear me talk about you need a feel for the game? Everything's cool, okay? So don't inject yourself. Have a feel for the game. Look around and go, you know what? No issue here. So let everybody just settle down on their own. We're good. Okay? Actually, by lecturing, you inflame it. Now he goes back to the bench, and the kid's mad. Like, what are you talking to me for? I didn't do anything. Right? Instead of like, okay, all right, it's over. Let's just go sit down. Let's find out what's going on here. Right, you got to have a feel for it. You know, it's the only thing I mentioned. I said, look, there's no need to talk to him. None. Zero. And it happened on the end of the floor we were on. And we looked, and Dick and I looked at Dick. I said, what's he injecting himself in that for? I don't get that. It's like anything you do, and I've talked about this. I've told my class this, you know, when we talk about different things in broadcasting. I said, number one, I cannot tell you the magic formula to get a job. I can't do that. I said, I wish there was something where I could outline, you do this, and you do this, you're in. I can't do that. It's all subjective. So I can't tell you that. I said, I can't tell you how to have chemistry with somebody. It's just something that happens. I said, you could have two guys that are great friends, the best of friends, and then they're doing a broadcast and they have no chemistry. Right? And you have two strangers sitting there working together. Don't know each other. And it's as natural gets. I said, so I can't tell you how to do that. Right? And the other part is I can't tell them how to have a feel for the game. That's you either have it or you don't, and I can't tell you how to have it. You know, there's so many people right now, not just in this business, but any business, that are really capable of doing the job, get the job, can do the job, and are doing the job, but have no feel for the job. And then there's some people who are capable of doing the job, are doing the job, doing good work at the job, and they're outstanding and an absolute difference maker that everybody looks at because they have a feel for the job. And I can't explain how you have a feel for it, why some people do and why some people don't. I don't know. So I can't tell you those things. It's just something you either have it or you don't. And that was a situation where it's somebody I've seen in the spot before, and it's somebody that is capable of doing the job. You know, a lot of times does a good job, but doesn't have a feel for the job. Okay. It's the way it is. I mean, you're nervous for this weekend, I assume.
I would call it slightly, yeah, because I ultimately think they're going to win.
I think Penn State will play well. Oh, not that game? Oh, sorry.
I actually feel good about Penn State. I think they're going to make it 3-0 in the Palestra on Sunday.
That's not the game you'll be watching.
No, but I will be keeping dibs on the game as I'm watching the Eagles. In fact, if I can manage it, I will try to have you and DJ in the background while I'm watching the Eagles. But we'll see how that goes. Because 425 games sometimes are not great to watch because I've got to manage dinner with the kids and then get them settled for the evening. Yeah. I either prefer 1 o'clock or night now with the way things are at home. 4 o'clock's a little challenging.
Shocked they didn't consult you.
Although, I'll let it pass for this week because Bucknell women play at 2 on Sunday. So I can at least be home for the start of the game.
How are they doing?
Not great, to be honest. They are on a little bit of a losing streak. They're started 0-2. They're at Lehigh tonight. Men are home against Lehigh tonight. The sophomore class that shined as freshmen last year, I think, have taken a little bit of an unexpected step back a little bit because it's all on them now. And this team's still growing a little bit and still figuring out who they are. So I the expectations for me were high. I thought they could return back to the championship game. I don't know if I quite see that for them yet, at least in the early going.
Okay, and I've got tonight Carolyn Keegers on the coach's show tonight before Micah, so it's an all-basketball edition of the coach's show tonight. Yeah, Lady Lions have been... I mean, I know they lost at Michigan as well, but they've actually been playing pretty well. So we'll talk to her tonight.
And Bucknell men are 0-2 in the conference as well. They should have beaten Boston U the other day at Soika. Mm. They were out to a 13-point lead early in the first half. Second half was totally different, and it didn't end well. So both teams, Lehigh and Bucknell men, are 0-2 coming into tonight.
So what's interesting about games where, like, teams are, quote, holding on at the end, you play a 40-minute game. And this is, I mean, and everybody looks at the end of the game. I understand that because that's the part that ends up being the swing part. I take Penn State and Iowa on Sunday. Penn State's holding on, holding on, holding on. Well, you want to know why Penn State won? because the first 36 minutes counted too. Right?
Absolutely.
Penn State never trailed on Sunday. Penn State never trailed in the Rose Bowl. Last night they had to play uphill. They were behind for 37 minutes last night. But I always love that, oh, they're hanging on. Oh, my God. Hey, guys, the first 36 minutes counts. That's why they won. That's why it's a 40-minute game. It's over. Okay, did X team get more points? No. See, I don't worry about so much stuff like that anymore. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.